Welcome. One thing you might have noticed since the pandemic, and I've certainly noticed it more recently with everything going on with my daughter, the world has gotten a lot smaller. Since everything went down in my household on May 1st, people from every era of my life have reached out, sent love. I mean, everyone I've ever known. And it's such a beautiful thing. So many old friends I haven't spoken to in decades were back in touch. They called. Some of them I still owe a call back. My world shrunk so fast. It's this intense feeling of contraction. I'm so close with my wife and kids right now. I don't want to be away from them for a second. And when I need to go do something, I don't like it. And maybe to some extent you've felt that during the pandemic also, a sense of being drawn within. For a long time in our world, life was very different. It was about expansion, global travel, international business, the world economy. Get out there, sow your oats, see the world, share it with everybody. And if you're not doing that, you're not really living. I was by no means a world traveler, but I wanted to be. I was always thinking about the places I want to go, the goals I sought to pursue. I want an international, global platform. Now, I just want to be with my wife and kids and get everyone healthy. It's the most intense closeness, the most intense contraction. At times, it's very uncomfortable, but when I surrender to it, I realize this is life, this is God, this is the universe saying, bring it in. That's not close enough. Bring it in. Still not close enough. Bring it in. And a message I'm hearing and feeling, there's another level of closeness and intimacy with our own feelings, with our partner, most importantly, with our children. I had a friend call me today and say, David, I don't understand why this is happening to you. Why is your child going through this? You have this positive message you put out there. You try to do good in the world. Why you? And I've thought a lot about that because parents who have gotten their kids through this have said that you will have those moments where you agonize why this is your kid who's going through this. Why? But most of the time, I don't think like that. Instead, I think about what can I learn and what can I share when a child has to go through something like this? And what I'm learning is there's this natural adrenaline and love-fueled reaction to protect and heal my child. It's the most intense contraction, a closeness. It's the polar opposite to the energy I felt for so many years to get out there, hustle, grow, expand. You can't hustle, grow, and expand well until you love, nurture, and contract well. I remember a few years ago, I talked to a friend who runs this big YPO chapter. You know, YPO, Young Presidents Organization. It's people who run very successful companies. And he was telling me so many of the members, they're CEOs, they have these really successful companies, they've worked so hard for so long, and they got out of balance. And some of them are divorced or alienated from their families or deeply disconnected from their health. They put such an emphasis on hustle and growth and expansion that they struggled to figure out the love, nurture, contract part of the equation. So here's my lesson for today in the outright discomfort of everything that's going on in my life right now. There's something profoundly wonderful about being so close to my loved ones and wanting to figure out how to still get closer. And I know when we get through all this, I'm going to be so much better at the hustle, grow, expand part because I'm coming from a much deeper place. Question for you. Is there a way that you can get closer with someone or with your feelings? Is there a way you can contract deeper without having to go through some dramatic situation? And maybe you're already there, super close, and that's amazing. But if there's a way you can remove the obstacles so that your sense of contraction and expansion are more robust, something to meditate on today. Take a moment to get more comfortable, settle in, relax. Let's tune into the natural rhythm of expansion and contraction. There's always a way we can breathe more smoothly, more deeply, with more intention and focus. Follow the breath out. Follow the breath in. Follow it out. Follow it in. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Follow the breath out. Follow the breath in. Thank you. if your attention wandered, follow the breath out. Follow the breath in. Coming back to the moment. One thing you might have noticed since the pandemic, the world has gotten smaller. And when you go through something like I'm going through, your world really shrinks fast. People from every era of life have gotten in touch with me. It's beautiful. That sense of contraction is intense. I don't want to be away from my family for a second, which is the polar opposite to the energy our world glamorizes. Hustle, grow, expand. But we do that even better when we learn how to love, nurture, contract. Can I remove the obstacles? so that our sense of expansion and contraction is more robust. Follow the breath out. Follow the breath in. See you tomorrow. Peace.